February 1st, 1914. I turn towards thee, who art everywhere and within all and outside all, intimate essence of all and remote from all, center of condensation for all energies, creator of conscious individualities. I turn towards thee and salute thee, O liberator of the worlds, and identified with thy divine love, I contemplate the earth and its creatures, this mass of substance put into forms, perpetually destroyed and renewed, this swarming mass of aggregates which are dissolved as soon as constituted, of beings who imagine that they are conscient and permanent individualities, and who are as ephemeral as a breath, always alike or almost the same in their diversity, repeating indefinitely the same desires, the same tendencies, the same appetites, the same ignorant errors. But from time to time, thy sublime light shines in a being and radiates through him over the world. And then a little wisdom, a little knowledge, a little disinterested faith, heroism, and compassion penetrate men's hearts, transforms their minds, and sets free a few elements from that sorrowful and implacable wheel of existence to which their blind ignorance subjects them. But how much greater a splendor than all that have gone before, how marvelous a glory and light would be needed to draw these beings out of the horrible aberration in which they are plunged by the life of cities and so-called civilizations. What a formidable and, at the same time, divinely sweet puissance would be needed to turn aside all these wills from the bitter struggle for their selfish, mean, and foolish satisfactions, to snatch them from this vortex which hides death behind its treacherous glitter, and turn them towards thy conquering harmony. O Lord, eternal Master, enlighten us, guide our steps, show us the way towards the realization of thy law, towards the accomplishment of thy work. I adore thee in silence, and listen to thee in a religious concentration.